All right. So this is my thought. My first thought today is Tuesday after I got done with my sales job with One Source Imaging downtown Eau Claire, I got to my car and I'm like, wow, the power steering is gone. And so I was able to get it to the good folks at Birch Street Auto, and they were able to size it up yesterday and say, yeah, something, you had some freezing going on and a leakage, and so got things restored, thankfully. But just thinking spiritually in terms of the difference, like when we live in our own strength, that's like manual steering. And it's a workout. I mean, you got to really turn this thing, you know, your effort. But I heard through the night in the 4 o'clock hour with Fred Scholl playing that latest song from 10th Avenue North about where the Spirit goes. I go where the Spirit goes. And I'm just like, that's what we need, that oil of the Spirit, right? That's why frequently in our call to the day before six, I remind you about Ephesians 5:18b, you know, be continually filled with the Spirit through singing songs of praise to the Lord, singing along with what you hear on WIP, right? Giving thanks, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. So Bill Bright, the founder of what's now Crew, was a big champion. Yes, you got to get saved, but I mean, being filled with the Spirit, living that Spirit-filled, Spirit-led life is so vital, so important. And God provides the power steering fluid in His Spirit, my spiritual thought of the day. All right. Also, today in history, on this day in 1802, John Beckley became the first Librarian of Congress. His salary was $2 a day. On this day in 1861, Kansas became the 34th state of the Union. Of course, Wisconsin became a state in 1848. 1936, this is the day the Baseball Hall of Fame was established in Cooperstown, New York. Would love to get there someday. The first five players inducted were Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and pitcher Walter Johnson. In 1963, Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Robert Frost died at the age of 88. I remember this. In 1977, I was just a kid, just 12. Actor Freddie Prinze died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the age of 22. He was at the peak of his success. He'd been a stand-up comic. You've heard of his son, Freddie Prinze Jr. This is Freddie Prinze. He was the star of the television show Chico and the Man. If it wasn't on top of the ratings, it was near the top. And so that was, it's as a kid, just kind of waking up to, wow, the reality of death. Also, we had a staff luncheon yesterday, and there was some audio that referenced Jimmy Durante. And I leaned over to Dawson, and I said, tomorrow marked the day he died, because actor-comedian Jimmy Durante died at the age of 86 on this day in 1980. Finally, in 2002, in his first State of the Union address, U.S. President George W. Bush said terrorists were still threatening America.
Our war against terror is only beginning.
Yes, the president in that initial speech warned of an axis of evil, that is, consisting of North Korea, Iran, and Iraq.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
And finally this morning here on WWIB, our morning devotion from Jason Kahn's book, Notes from the Upper Room. He's got an actual book, and then he's got a book of devotions, 129 of them, and we got one of them for you this morning from John 13:27. Again, the book itself is all about John 13 through 17. Again, the Upper Room discourse, if you will, makes up about 20% of the Gospel of John. And we're to John 13:27a. Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. The verse reminds me of the character Weston from Paralandra, C.S. Lewis's book from 1944. When Lewis first introduced Weston in the book in his space trilogy, Out of the Silent Planet, he was already self-centered, manipulative, and governed by evil. In Paralandra, Weston was physically embodied by the evil and became a sort of half-man. What did it mean that Satan entered Judas? He had already made the deal to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Luke 22, 3 through 6 tells of the transaction, but Luke indicated that Satan also entered him there. These two texts suggest that Satan entered him twice. Was Judas dealing with a conflicted spirit, a staccato torment? Regardless, the implication seemed to be that in these times of betrayal, Satan had overtaken Judas's thoughts. How does this apply to believers today? When we give space to sinful thinking and evil intention, does Satan enter us, or is it shorthand for communicating that evil is having its way? Closing prayer, Lord Jesus, you come to crush the head of Satan and destroy evil's reign, yet so often tendrils of self-centeredness continue to grow in our lives. Teach us to recognize sin's shadow and to step into the light, remembering your finished work. All right, so Amy Grant, I guess, was on MSNBC. Is it MSNBC now? I don't know if they call it MS Now. Anyhow, MS Now, actually, yesterday, because they parted company with NBC. So MS Now, yesterday, Morning Joe, still the name of the show. This is just a 42-second clip, Amy Grant leading into a song from her. But I need to make sure that the audio is up. I posted
and we're all participating.
Posted this on my Facebook page yesterday, so sorry about the stumbling entry, Amy. Try it again.
To me, all of us, we should be curious about the stories that came before us, and we're all participating in telling the story of right now, every one of us. The good and the bad, we're all a part of it somehow. And to me, it's like, let's ask the questions. Let's be curious. How can I affect the world around me? Because every day we have a myriad of choices. We can look each other in the eye. We can welcome people. I mean, Nashville, of course, our street's not going to get power for at least 10 days. We have a generator, but we are welcoming people into our home to take showers, to have a cup of coffee. Nobody's saying, who did you vote for? It's just in this moment, I see your need. I see you.
Well, our promise of the day, we told you earlier in the hour, 1 Peter 5:4, when Jesus appears, you'll receive a crown of glory that'll never dim. That's the promise at 365promises.com, where Barry Adams offers this Devo. Says, all those who have called upon the name of the Lord throughout the centuries can hold on to this promise. When Jesus appears, we'll all receive a crown of glory that'll never fade. Not because we've done anything in our own effort to earn or deserve it. The crown that we receive does not come from our own self-effort, but solely because of God's grace and goodness. Makes me think of that song from Matthew West, the new one, right? Good. Because our Father loved us, he determined in his heart thousands of years ago that we would share in the eternal riches of his son, Jesus, and be born into his amazing royal family. Check out Ephesians 1:3-6. On that great and glorious day, when we will see Jesus face to face, we'll receive our own crown of glory, signifying to all of heaven that we belong to God. Finally, Barry says, I believe the crown that we'll all receive will serve as a token of our Father's affection and a symbol to the heavenly host that we're called to rule and reign with Jesus and his royal family forever. May today's promise encourage your heart and give you hope for the glorious future that is in store for you.
He's still trying for that big win.
Try it again Thursday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Caleb and Halva with you. We've been working since Tuesday trivia on this question. On the average day in the United States, what happens to 225 people? On an average day in the U.S., this happens to 225 people. We've got three prizes for you, two great albums from Mercy Me in recognition and celebration of their brand new movie, I Can Only Imagine 2, that is coming out shortly. You'll be hearing more about that very soon as well here on WWIB. A special Valentine's Day event coming up. But also, we'll give you a free medium concrete mixer along with those two CDs as well, courtesy of Culver's. But you have to answer the question, Havo, we continue like building blocks, building a wall, setting up folks for success here. We're stacking the clues.
Yes, we've told you that 75% of the 225 that this happens to are women. They choose it voluntarily. They pay for it. And here's the latest clue. Caleb, you've got it.
The latest clue is that this would not be covered by most insurances.
Right. Yeah.
This is something that would not be covered by most insurances. So, again, on the average day in the U.S., this happens to 225 people, mostly ladies. 75% would be ladies. Again, something to choose, something
that they pay for,
and something that most insurances would not cover. So when you're paying for it, but most insurances would not cover this.
What is it? 723-2555 for a boatload of prizes. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amy Ferwanza.
Good to hear from you, friend. What do you think?
Is it getting Botox?
Is it getting Botox?
That's a good guess, but not it.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Hi, Vicky.
Is it having a tattoo removed?
Having a tattoo removed. Haven't had that guessed yet.
Yeah. Could that be it? That is not it, actually. So thanks for your try here on WWIB. Keep them coming. And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark. I'm here. This is Linda from...
Yeah, hi, Linda. Chippewa Falls.
Teeth whitening.
Teeth whitening,
oh,
she
yeah.
says.
All right. Well, we're getting these personal enhancement guesses, so you guys are getting close. But that is not it. Thanks.
715-723-2555.
Three guesses already. Number four on the day. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christy from Eau Claire.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, is it a tummy tuck?
Is it a tummy tuck?
Yeah, a lot of good guesses. Is that it, Caleb?
It is not.
Sorry.
Again, on the average day in the U.S., this happens. What happens to 225 people?
We've had four guesses already this morning, and good ones, you guys. Again, 75% of these are women. They pay for it. They get it voluntarily. Most insurance doesn't cover it, in our understanding. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good. Tammy from Elk Mound.
All right, Tammy, another Tammy. You had Tammy in Wausau, Tammy in Elk Mound. What do you think?
I'm getting their eyebrows waxed.
Eyebrow. There's a lot of things that people can get done, Caleb.
It doesn't sound pleasant, to be honest. That's probably why it'd be more women than men.
Is that it? It's not. Sorry. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Tammy.
We'll take three more here on WWIB. Otherwise, 7:45. Another clue as we circle around here this morning. 7232555. Trying to get a winner. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from
Eau Claire. Vicky, try number two. What do you think?
Getting acupuncture.
Getting acupuncture. I think there's an acupuncture place down the street here in Halley, if I remember.
Could that be it? Sorry, Vicky.
Thank you for the call.
Two more tries. Otherwise, pass it off till after 7:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy. Try number two. What do you think?
Laser hair removal.
Laser hair removal. Is that what it is?
Caleb, I never realized how many things one could undertake here, but that is not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. We're down to the last guess.
Yeah, this is the last one this go-around. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right, Linda, last try. What do you think?
Something me and my friend have done recently. Join the gym.
Join the gym.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of folks do that beginning of the year. Absolutely. Stick with it.
Have you enjoyed joining the gym, you and your friends?
Yes.
Terrific.
The YMCA is about 3 blocks down from our house.
Hey, excellent. Same. I've got a Y membership as well.
Fantastic. Unfortunately, that is not the right answer.
But thank you, Linda. All right. So on the average day in the U.S., this happens to 225 people. Think about it. We'll be back in 20-ish minutes or so with another clue, and hopefully we'll get a winner there, and I'll try it again Thursday.
As long as I can dial, I'm going to win.
Will we get a winner this time on the WIB Wake Up Show? Tuesday trivia morphed into Win It Wednesday. It's now Try It Again Thursday, and our second try on this Thursday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show, trying to figure out the answer to this question. On the average day in the United States, what happens? This happens to 225 people. We've got two Mercy Me albums celebrating the new movie I Can Only Imagine 2 coming out very shortly at Micon Cinemas, and also we'll give you a free medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. And Havo, as we stack the clues, folks getting close, on the right track, sniffing it. We'll see if we can get it solved here.
We have given a lot of different clues. We've said three-fourths of these 225 are women. They've received this voluntarily. They've paid for it. Most insurance doesn't cover it. And Caleb, what's our latest clue?
It has to do with your appearance. Okay. And I think a lot of folks were kind of tracking in that direction earlier as well, too. But it does have to do with your appearance. On the average day in the United States, what happens to 225 people? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Call away. Let's see if we can get this solved.
We're ready to give away the prizes if you give us the right answer at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Christy again from Eau Claire.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, a facelift.
A facelift.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good try.
Yeah. I think getting in the area.
Yeah, so thanks so much. Getting closer all the time. If we play hot or colder, you're getting warmer. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Chippewa.
Hi, Scott. What do you think?
Well, it's plastic surgery and sex change.
Okay, so plastic surgery, so be more specific than that.
Yeah.
Sex change.
No, not that.
So not that, all right.
I guess you missed it. All right, 723-2555. All right, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth Deitch from Eau Claire.
Hi, Beth.
What do you think?
Would be a nose job.
Would it be a nose job?
Why would you say that?
225 people every day.
Why would you say that?
Well, some people don't like their noses.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And if like I unintentionally gave a clue earlier, but it's like, sniffing it out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, Beth, you're right.
That Culver's concrete mixer.
Yes, 225 people a day in the U.S., 75% of them women, but again, 25% guys. Mm-hmm. 225 people every day get a nose job.
There you
Certainly
go.
Certainly not something I would do.
Right?
Boy, Scott was close. He said plastic surgery, but the follow-up guest just wasn't there. You were to get it for the win. Way to go, Beth.
Well, how can veggies help you? We've heard about the health benefits of vegetables for many, many years, but there could be even more that we didn't realize.
That's right. A study confirmed that vegetables such as broccoli actually have the ability to fight cancer.
This study from the University of Illinois was the first that was able to pinpoint exactly how and why vegetables fight off cancer.
Yeah, the discovery found that vegetables have the ability to target a gene that can help in fighting cancer tumor growth.
The gene is known as the P53 gene and gets suppressed when tumors arise.
Get out your broccoli. Have it for dinner tonight.
I enjoy broccoli. I had some yesterday.
Yeah, a little butter on that. Mm-hmm. Very good. Or dipping it in, you know, coming up with the Super Bowl parties, a little broccoli, cauliflower.
Sure. Why not?
Well, tomorrow is week two of our four Fridays that we're paying back people's heating bills, Caleb.
Yes, over $8,500 to be given away over the course of those four Fridays. We've given away close to $2,000 so far, so do the math. A lot remaining out there, and hopefully folks have entered their heating bill already at WWIB.com/warmup so they have a chance to hear their name called and call back in time.
Last Friday's WIB Wake Up Show was one of my favorite we've done in 7-plus years on the air. I mean, wow. We had Sean Rodriguez in studio with us, debuting a new song nationally right here with us. And also, we were paying back people's heating bills. And the two combined on this one.
The WIB Winter Warm-Up, Shelly Olson from Chautauqua was our name. $300 on the line, and Shelly is on the line. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning, Caleb.
Well, congratulations. You're with Caleb and Sean. Sean Rodriguez, guest hosting while Halvo's hard at work putting together the best of the week. And Shelly, I had not even finished the read mentioning our great sponsors making this possible before you had already called back. So shout out to you for listening this morning, even on a chilly morning. Congratulations. We're going to send you $300.
Oh, awesome. That is just great. I wanted to say my husband, I Shazammed his song this morning to Carly. Carly already downloaded that song and the album before that.
Oh my goodness, Shelly. That is so awesome. Seriously, thank you for sharing that.
That was a great day.
It was indeed.
So we're hoping for more winners tomorrow. But listen, Caleb, you know, I wasn't the brightest bulb here at school, you know, but I do have a college degree. But here's the deal. Like, if you don't enter the contest, you're not going to win, right?
Exactly. Okay. It's as simple
as
that.
I want to be clear on that. So go ahead and enter WIB.com/warmup, WIB.com/warmup.
Groundhog Day is coming up, and here's some reasons why it's a very underrated holiday.
Yeah, for instance, you don't have to buy anything for anyone.
Yeah, whoever heard of giving a Groundhog Day gift? Don't have to worry about that. Why Groundhog Day is the best holiday, according to the internet, you don't have to clean your house.
Yeah, nobody really expects that. Like, here's another one. Groundhog Day, some say the best holiday because your in-laws don't come over.
Okay.
Now, I love my in-laws. No, nothing personal there. They may be listening, but
Groundhog Day is the best holiday. Reasons from the internet. Someone says, you wake up and it's over by 8 o'clock. Then it's a regular day.
That's true. Another reason Groundhog Day is the best holiday is if the celebration goes badly, you can blame a rodent.
I wish I could do that more often. And finally, reasons Groundhog Day is the best holiday, of course, it's coming up this Monday. It's the one day a year where meteorological accuracy drops below 50% and everyone's just fine with it.
There you go. Groundhog Day right around the corner, and we'll celebrate here on WWIB.
It is the only day we let rodents control us.